This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。
Hello everyone, welcome to today's Morning English. My name is Colin.
This is Winter. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Today's lunch is on me, okay Winter?
Great, thanks. Lunch on you.
I'll walk you through some great tips about the use of the word on.Never underestimate the little words. They can make you sound very native.
Wow, can't wait. 我们今天啊就要跟着 Colin 一起来学习一些关于 on 这个超级简单词的一些非常地道的用法，据说能让你的英文变得瞬间就地道很多。如果大家想要知道这些表达呢，欢迎大家到微信来搜索早安英文，关注我们的公众号，给我们回复加油两个字，就可以看到我们的中英文对照版的文字笔记了。
So lunch is on me means I will pay for lunch.
Be on somebody 就是我们口语里面非常常用的，就是由某人来买单这个意思。
Yeah, but it's not just food, it'sThe responsibility. So, yes, if I say lunch is on me or dinner is on me, it means it's my responsibility, so I will pay. But it could be other ways as well. For example, if I make a mistake, I will say, oops, sorry, that's on me. My responsibility.
All right. The responsibility is on you.
That's right. That's right.
So, it's on me, 就我买单，或者是、什么事情的责任在我，都可以用这个表达。或者是像、the drinks are on me, 酒水我由我买单，我包了。
That's right.、
But you have to be very careful about a sentence, which is, was somebody on?
Yeah,、because this is used in more of a joking way of saying something. Winter, if you do something that I think is a little crazy for you,、I might say, what are you on?
What are you on?
Yeah, it's a reference to being on drugs. And drugs can make you behave differently than normal.
Crazy.
Yeah, maybe. And when we say this, we don't really mean that you're on drugs. We're saying that you're doing something that is unusual for you. However, if a doctor says it,They mean, what drugs are you on?
Right, or please, who stop you on the road?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, I try not to let that happen.
Yeah. What are you on? 就是你吃错什么药了 What are you on? 对吧、
yeah.
你吃错什么药了？你是吃错药了吗？其实就是说、某人呢做了一件那种特别不正常的事情，就是对他来说啊，就是特别、
奇怪、
奇怪的一些行为啊什么的，所以啊，你就可以说What are you on? 就是表示惊讶，对吧？你是吃错药了吧？怎么这么不正常？
We use the word on in another way very commonly. When I have something to do tomorrow, I might say, I have something on tomorrow.
I have something on tomorrow. 就是我明天有事儿。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, the stress of the sentence is important here. You don't want to say, I have something on tomorrow. You want to stress on, I have something on tomorrow.
All right. 就是 Colin 有交代我们哈，说这个句子的时候呢，大家要注意把这个句子的重音啊放在 on 这个词。就是你不要把它说成 I have something on tomorrow, 而应该说成 I have something on tomorrow.就是 tomorrow 才是这个时间状语，对吧
？Yes,、mm-hmm. yes.
Or I haven't got anything on tomorrow. 我明天还没有安排，还没安排什么事儿。
That's right, right. It means you know I'm free tomorrow.、And if you want to confirm plans with friends, you can ask, "Hey, are we still on for tomorrow?
Are we still on for tomorrow?" 明天还去吗？明天我们还去干什么吗？或者是我们的计划还是不变吗 ？Right?
Yeah, yeah. Or are we on for tonight? Are we on tonight?
就是我们今晚还去吗？我们今晚还去哪里吗？就是你可以说 Are we on tonight? 或者是加上一个 for 也是可以的。Are we on for tonight?
Yes.
Right? 都可以。Or we can say be on for something. Right?
That's right.、Mm-hmm. So we can say Are we on tonight? Are we on for tonight? But if we say something specific, we must use for. So, are we on for drinks tonight?
All right. Are we on for drinks tonight? In the workplace, we will ask like, How many of you are on for a drink after work today?
Yeah, yeah.、Mm-hmm. Is anyone on for a drink after work?
Right. 有人想下班去喝一杯吗? Is anyone on for a drink after work?
Yeah. Hey, Winter, do you use the term, I'm on it?
Yeah, of course. When my boss assigns tasks to me, I always say, okay, I'm on it.
Yeah.It means you're going to start to do those tasks very, very soon.
Right. I'm on it. 大家注意就是 on 和 it 连读对吧
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I'm on it. 我马上去做我马上处理就是回复老板的必备句型哈
Yeah, but it doesn't just have to be for work.
Right.
You know, we run out of beer and someone says, someone needs to get some beer. And I'll say, I'm on it.
Right.
And I go get the beer.
Mm-hmm. 就是我们没有啤酒啦，有谁去拿酒啊 ？I'm on it， 我去。I also use on in another phrasal verb to keep on somebody or to go on somebody.
Yeah, to keep on somebody means to keep complaining to someone or asking someone to do something, especially when this annoys them. Stop keeping on about it.
就是别再唠叨那件事了。Stop keeping on about it.
Yeah, I wish you wouldn't go on at me the whole time.
我希望你不要一直都跟我抱怨，跟我唠叨。I wish you wouldn't go on at me the whole time.
Yes, keeping on and on and on and on and on about something. It's annoying.
It really is. One last phrase. This is a little difficult to understand. You are on. You are on.
Yeah. Well, it's used to tell someone that you accept a bet or a challenge to compete against them. For example, I said to Johnny, I bet you $5 you don't get here on time. And he says, you're on. Meaning he accepts the challenge to arrive here on time.
Right. 其实这就是、这个有一点点难理解因为他这里用的是、我说话但是我说 you are on. 其实就是说我们中文里面讲的啊，那赌就赌吧，我接受你的挑战。
Yeah, yeah.
来就来吧。
Hey, I have one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Winter, I bet you can't go 1 week without buying a new pair of shoes.
You're on.
Well, Winter, I think we should wrap it up for today.
I'm on it. 如果大家喜欢我们今天分享的这些关于 on 的一些非常实用的表达，欢迎大家到微信来搜索早安英文找到我们的公众号回复加油两个字就可以看到我们今天的、中英文对照版的文字笔记了
Thank you for listening This is Colin
This is Winter See you next episode
See you